In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison defends the government's response to coronavirus outbreaks in the aged care sector. A man in his 20s among 14 new COVID-19 deaths in Victoria. And in the AFL, Collingwood captain Scott Pendlebury returns to the side after a quadricep injury. With the latest SBS news, I'm Gareth Boreham. The Prime Minister has rejected allegations the federal government didn't have a plan in place to deal with COVID-19 outbreaks in aged care facilities. His comments come after Council Assisting Peter Rosen told the Aged Care Royal Commission the sector lacked adequate preparedness for the pandemic, both before outbreaks emerged in facilities and now. More than 200 of Australia's 375 coronavirus deaths have been linked to aged care. Mr. Morrison says while he's sorry for the failures within the system, he denies the Commonwealth didn't have a coronavirus plan.
You can have a plan, you can do the training, you can provide the funding, all of this has been done. Then you've got to go back and reinforce the plan, and you've got to reinforce the learnings, and you've got to reinforce the training, and that's what's happening. And that has been our process the entire time.
But opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the plan clearly hasn't been adequate. He's calling on the federal government to urgently create an aged care-specific national coordinating body to ensure any shortfalls in the sector are addressed.
The idea that in 2020, someone looking after an elderly, sick Australian who has helped build this country has to decide whether they'll use a left glove or a right glove because I can't use both is simply not good enough.
A man in his 20s is among the 14 new COVID-19 deaths in Victoria, making him Australia's youngest victim. The other Victorian fatalities are in their 80s and 90s, with 12 linked to outbreaks in aged care facilities. The state has also recorded 372 new cases of COVID-19, 51 of which are from an unknown source. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says one in five cases in Victoria's second wave are so-called mystery cases.
They just simply don't have anyone else in their household who's been unwell. They can't identify anyone in their workplace who's been unwell. The places that they nominate don't have existing cases, clusters, outbreaks. And so we can't determine absolutely where they've got it from.
He says 20 to 29-year-olds make up a significant proportion of the mystery cases. But Premier Daniel Andrews says that doesn't necessarily mean younger Victorians are more likely to break the rules.
They're the people who are doing the shopping. They're the people who are working in permitted industries and are going out. They're the people who are out and about for lawful reasons as much as they are out and about breaking the rules. So I'm not drawing that conclusion. And my general sense of it is, as I said, that I think that a higher percentage of Victorians are doing the right thing, and I'm deeply grateful to them.
The New South Wales opposition is calling for Premier Gladys Berejiklian to release the Special Commission of Inquiry's report into the Ruby Princess cruise ship debacle to the public. The ship docked at Sydney's Circular Quay on the 19th of March and has been linked to hundreds of cases and more than 20 coronavirus-related deaths across Australia. The inquiry, which looked at the actions of the ship's crew and operator, as well as New South Wales Health, New South Wales Police and Federal Border and Agriculture Authorities, is due to hand its report to the state government today. Opposition leader Jodie Mackay says the Premier should release it to the public as soon as she receives it and commit to adopting every recommendation contained in the report in full.
Today, when we find out exactly what happened, when there is responsibility allocated, whether it's to the cruise ship operator or to the agencies involved, I think the Premier just needs to admit that government was deficient in some aspects, because obviously we know that the council assisting has made certain recommendations, particularly in regard to New South Wales Health.
Separate New South Wales Police and coronial inquiries into the Ruby Princess remain underway and aren't expected to report back for at least another month. The Reserve Bank expects economic growth to shrink by 7% when figures are released for the June quarter. RBA Governor Philip Lowe told a parliamentary hearing it's the biggest decline in decades, but isn't as large as initially feared. Dr. Lowe says unemployment is still on track to hit 10% at the end of the year, with high jobless numbers to remain for a long time. There will be no real wages growth or change in interest rates for the next few years due to stagnant inflation. To sport and in AFL, Collingwood captain Scott Pendlebury will return from a quadricep injury to bolster his side in tomorrow's crucial clash with Melbourne. But the news has been tempered with confirmation Braden Sear and Adam Treloar will both miss at least 4 weeks with thigh and hamstring injuries. The pair is in a race against time to return before the end of the compressed home and away season. The Magpies and the Demons are both chasing their third straight win. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, there'll be showers and a possible storm with a top of 20. Adelaide, shower or two, 16. Melbourne, a few showers, 16 as well. Hobart, rain and 15. Canberra, morning fog and a shower or two, 15 as well. Wollongong, a shower or two, 18. Sydney, similar conditions, 20. Newcastle, early fog and a shower or two, 21. Brisbane, showers and a possible storm, 25. Cairns, early fog, then mostly sunny, 29. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 32. I'm Gareth Borum, and this is SBS News.